Well, that's because back in...
Oh, you have dreads coming out of your ass. They're long.
Okay, first of all, it's coming off the top of my head. Keep your fantasies over there. I'll wait here. And they're coming out of the back of my shirt because I keep them tucked in while I'm working so that they don't wind up in the trash can full of ink and blood. Now, I started growing dreads because back in 1992/94, you had three options. You could look like Kid and Play, shaved on the side, tall on top for no good fucking reason. You could look like everyone in NWA, curly and flammable.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can look like everyone in Cameo, which was afro shaved around the sides. Either way, you looked pretty fucking ridiculous. And I got tired of having managers, or I was working at a toy store in the mall at the time.
Yeah.
I'll let you figure out the name of the place.
Maybe.
Let's say. And,
because they might be listening.
The deal, if they are...
fire him. He doesn't work here anymore. Yeah, so what? We're still going to fire him.
If they are listening, fuck you and all your toys. Because the district manager who comes in tells me that my appearance was frightening to customers. Okay? Our customers at the time were 8-year-olds who wanted Tickle Me Elmo. Okay? I was a large meat obstacle between them and said toy.
Yeah.
Okay? Their parents, if they had a problem with it, really didn't have time to notice because it was their job to either get the Tickle Me Elmo or tell their little fucking kids to stop pulling toys off the shelves. Okay?
Yeah.
So the fact that I had longer and, you know, uncombed hair on top of my head, I didn't think it would be a problem, but... Well, you know, can't you just like get a nice comp, like a proper hairdo, like your people wear like the curls these days, right? Yeah. So my people decided to just say fuck the job, and I got into my college major, which was art. First airbrushing T-shirts, then tattooing people for a living, and you know my people and my proper hair, you know, could go burn in hell for all I care. I refuse to.
Well, that's proper in Jamaica, man.
I have a big problem with, you know, being told by other people what proper is, and you know, like I'm tired of every fucking redneck who sees me in the record section of a Best Buy. Hey, man, they got the reggae over there. You like the reggae, don't you? You like that reggae stuff, don't you? Don't you have a fucking child or livestock to rape? Get away from me. I have to go listen to the music I like, and you can take your NASCAR ass and burn in hell, okay? I'm so busy.
So do you like...
You should have your own show.
Well, I think he's going to be on it, for sure.
I
certainly hope so.